Good morning, good morning. Friday is finally here. Welcome to today's episode. Exciting weekend for sports lovers. This week we'll have the Euro finals, the Copa America finals and the Wimbledon finals. Lots to watch and we'll be juggling around from one channel to the other. We're talking about three things today. Risk off, all 11 sectors were down. US consumer credit surged and junk rated companies back to investment grade. Risk off was the name of the game in markets on Thursday, as stocks slumped while the bond rally continued, jitters around rich valuations, potentially waning fiscal and monetary stimulus next year, and lingering coronavirus denting reopening hopes were among the factors to blame. The S&P 500 fell 0.9% from its record high set on Wednesday, while the Dow Jones closed down about 260 points or about 0.8% after having been down 400 points shortly after the open. The Nasdaq composite declined about 0.7%. The stock market's massive rally since its March 2020 bottom has been supported by the notion that COVID would be defeated and the economy could return to something that looks like normal, while governments and central banks fill the gap with ample stimulus. That thesis has played out big time. Now, markets are looking to what comes next. That's likely to be a slowing of economic growth from its torrid rebound pace, while the next monetary policy move will be tightening. Talk of peak growth or peak stimulus is gaining steam. And after a 40% surge in the S&P 500 from its COVID sell-off bottom last March and gains in 10 of the past 12 sessions, it doesn't take a whole lot to inspire some profit-taking in stocks. The declines were broad on Thursday, with all 11 sectors in the S&P 500 closing in the red. Cyclically oriented materials, industrials and financials were among the hardest hit, but technology and communication services stocks also declined. Defensive utilities and consumer staple sectors were the best off in the index on Thursday. Bonds, meanwhile, saw their prices rise and yields fall. The 10-year Treasury slumped another 3 basis points to just below 1.29 on Thursday. The yield had been nearly 1.75 in late March. In addition to waning confidence in the post-pandemic economy, technical factors are also pushing prices higher, is what analysts say. These include investors pulling out of wagers that prices could decline and yields rise, a popular trade in the first half of the year. So some unwinds happening on the higher yields bet. In Europe, the Euro Stoxx 600 lost about 1.7%. The European Central Bank said Thursday that it would aim to keep the Eurozone inflation at 2% over the medium term, instead of the current target of just below 2%, and would allow room to overshoot its target when needed. On the economic data front, the number of people filing for unemployment insurance rose unexpectedly to 373K last week, slightly higher than the 371 who filed claims the week before. The recent level of new claims is significantly down from last spring's peak of 6.1 million and roughly in line with historical averages. Benchmark Brent crude futures ticked up, rising about 0.9% a barrel after retreating earlier in the day. A standoff within OPEC has raised the prospect of higher production by members of the cartel. However, some traders say recent falls in oil prices have been driven by investors unwinding bullish commodity bets rather than a change in the supply outlook, something that we need to keep a watch out for. US consumer credit surged in May by the most on record, reflecting a jump in non-revolving loans that underscores solid household spending. Total credit climbed $35.3 billion from the prior month, estimate was about $18 billion, after an upwardly revised $20 billion gain in the month of April. On an annualized basis, borrowing rose 10% in May. Non-revolving credit, which includes auto and school loans, increased about $26.1 billion, the most on record. Revolving credit, which includes credit cards, rose about $9.2 billion after declining the previous month. On to the credit space and something interesting brewing over there. Wall Street is piling into potentially lucrative bet that junk-rated companies will win back investment-grade status in Europe's accelerating economic recovery. JP Morgan Chase is forecasting a raft of rising stars, and investors including PIMCO are looking to profit from the upgrades. In the wake of the pandemic that saw a record number of companies tumble into junk territory, the strategy has rarely looked so promising. The trade has decades of business cycle history behind it, and PIMCO projects as much as 200 basis points of outperformance over the average 3 years it takes for formerly investment-grade companies to exit junk. That's nothing to sniff at in a market where negative yields on corporate debt are commonplace. Kappa Group, Stellantis are part of the 12.5 billion euro stockpile of debt that's already made the jump to high grade this year. Strategists at JP Morgan are forecasting the 2021 tally of rising stars at a record 30 billion euros, comprising almost one-tenth of the securities ranked in the double B tier. That is the update. Stay safe and healthy, and I'll speak to you on Monday.